Good morning, welcome to another week at Social Day. I'm your host Jade Housted and here are today's trending social media headlines. Hackers gain access to the Twitter account of platform CEO Jack Dorsey. US says it plans to create fake social media accounts to monitor immigrants. How should brands measure success on Instagram if likes are no longer relevant? And YouTube Kids relies on poor math skills to keep children safe. Hackers gain access to Twitter account of platform CEO Jack Dorsey and tweet offensive content. Social Media Today. With Twitter working to improve its data and security measures, this is probably not a great endorsement of its evolving tools. On Friday afternoon at around 1 p.m, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey started tweeting some unusual updates. The tweets then escalated into a stream of offensive racist updates, which Social Media Today had chosen not to share. Visit the website and you can see screenshots. The hack was seemingly carried out by a group calling themselves the Chuckling Squad, which has also claimed responsibility for a range of recent hacks of online celebrity accounts, including YouTubers James Charles, Shane Dawson, Amanda Turney and King Batch. The US says it plans to create fake social media accounts to monitor immigrants, Fox News. US Citizen and Immigration Services officers can now use fake social media accounts to monitor immigrants seeking visas, green cards and citizenship. The new plan is a policy change from July that reverses a Homeland Security Department ban that cited privacy issues. A statement from USCIS said the agency will use the fake accounts only to access social media content that is publicly available to all users of the social media platform, adding its personnel will respect users' privacy settings and won't friend or follow users. How should brands measure success on Instagram if likes are no longer relevant? The drum. You've probably heard the news. In July, Instagram announced their test of hiding likes on posts, just expanded to more markets around the globe, including Australia. Instagram says their reason for the new feature is to have users concentrate on their posts and interacting with the app rather than likes. However, the big question is how will this affect a business that is purely built on social media marketing and relies on social proof? First of all, a massive change for the business. Likes are one of the most recognisable elements of social proof and a core element to engagement metrics of brands' social media platforms. If not engagement, what social metric will drive business results at top? Nonetheless, the new era is here and we believe it will be defined by personalised content. Visit thedrum.com to find out more. YouTube Kids relies on poor math skills to keep children safe. YouTube is here to protect all of the children who can't do basic math. The current version of the Kids app comes with a set of parental controls meant to ensure adults can both track what their children watch and set boundaries for age-appropriate content. The only problem is that the parental control lock is easily bypassed. And yes, it's so easy a kid could even do it. YouTube has been accused of allowing disturbing content on its platform for years, and earlier this week, Google announced a new standalone YouTube Kids website and additional parental controls in an attempt to make its app more kid-appropriate, which, again, would be good if they weren't so easily defeated. At issue are two key points: YouTube Kids content settings and clear history. The app allows parents to decide what online content is appropriate for their precious bundle of joy in three categories: 4 and under, ages 5 to 7, and ages 8 to 12. To find out more, visit Mashable.com. As we only read you a small snippet of today's headlines, head over to socialday.live for more information on any of today's stories and links to the original source. Have a wonderful day and I'll be back tomorrow with more trending headlines.